This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Before we discuss tonight's dua, just a general idea. Before we make the dua, I want to remind myself and remind you a few things. Number one is that the one that you're asking is more generous than anyone you could ever think of and more richer than anyone you could ever think of and more merciful than anyone you could think of and loves you more than anyone you could think of. You might knock so many doors, but no one cares about you as much as the one that you're asking. Tonight's dua, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the dua, told us who made this dua. He said that there are real men that fight with the messengers. These men, they are ribbiyun. They are connected to the prophets and the messengers. And they never weaken. No matter what happens, they stayed in the battlefield till the last moment. And Allah ended the ayah by saying, Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. And Allah praised them, and after he praised them, he said, I love their patience. And then he said, وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he said, the sabireen, the patient ones, they are the ones who made this dua. What is this dua? رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. They made four requests. But all these requests is to get to one aim, one goal, which is the Nasr ala al-Kafirin, is to be victorious over the non-believers. So you need the first three in order to get the fourth. They requested four things. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Wa israfana fi amrina. The scholars said, Dhunubana are the minor sins. Wa israfana fi amrina are the major sins. Wa thabbit aqdamana, and keep us steadfast and give us victory over the non-believers. Tayyib. They could have said, just like all of us, Allahumma ghfirli. But here it's more, I'm asking to forgive the minor and the major sins. Allahumma ghfirli is good. But here, they requested, Ya Allah, اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. And this is a مقدمة. This is an introduction that we should all do before we make a request. Your son comes to you and he wants to ask you for something. He said, Baba, and he already messed up. Baba, forgive me. I'm sorry, I did something wrong. And he keeps apologizing and asking for forgiveness. Then he asks. Similarly, Ya Allah, forgive my sins, the small ones and the big ones. And give me steadfastness in this deen and give me victory on the believer, on the non-believers. So always before you request something, show Allah that you are behind in your duties. You are muqassir. You are full of faults and shortcomings. Admit to Allah all this and then ask. This is the dua of the best of people. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Umar radiyallahu anhu, before he used to send an army, he used to tell them obey Allah, because if you are going to be sinful, that means you are equal to the enemy. The enemy are sinful. If you are going to be sinful, you will equate with the enemy. And when you are equal to the enemy, you will lose. You will be defeated because they are stronger than us in number and artillery. Our obedience to Allah and staying away from the sins is the key for victory, is the key to answer all that requests that you have. We sin day and night. We sin day and night, and then we beg Allah Azza wa Jal. So before you beg Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, admit that you are a sinner. Allah, Rabbana, اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا. Thabat, steadfastness, is needed in three things. Number one, we need steadfastness when we are in the battlefield. When you ask for steadfastness in the battlefield, that means, Ya Allah, do not make me from the people who yuwallun al-adbar, that run away from the battlefield. Ya Allah, I want to die a shaheed. Then we need steadfastness against the desires, shahawat. And we need steadfastness against the shubuhat, the doubtful matters, especially our youth. Shaitan comes and many human shayateen are whispering to the youth, what kind of religion is this? Look at how many restrictions. Look at the others, everybody's having fun. All these are shubuhat. Why did your prophet marry this? Why did you do this? All that stuff they start trying to inject in our youth in order to have them, to make them doubt our deen. So we need steadfastness against these shubuhat. Now what happened when they made this dua? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة والله يحب المحسنين. Allahu Akbar. This dua immediately, right after, the ayah right after, Allah gave them the reward in this dunya and not the reward in the akhirah, and an excellent husna, excellent reward in the akhirah, and Allah loves the good doers. So subhanallah, ya akhwan, the dua, ayah number 147 in Ali Imran. Repeat after me. Rabbana, اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.